morning, good afternoon, good evening. However this, whenever this reaches you. So I'm headed to the plantation. And, you know, man, I think I was supposed to continue from that Will Smith. The second part of the Will Smith book review. So the second part of the book, you know, I stopped at where the Fresh Prince was. And he talks about his movie career, you know, because this is when his movie career starts, right after Fresh Prince. You know, the first movie he does, I believe, is Six Degrees of Separation. Then from there, you know, with the sitcom success, Martin reaches out to Will Smith. And he says, hey, man, we need to do a film together. Let's do a film called Bad Boys. So they do Bad Boys. Bad Boy does very, very good in the box office. Will Smith gets an offer to do Independence Day. From Independence Day, you know, he does that. I remember watching that as a kid, like 10, 11 years old. And, you know, he does Independence Day. That takes off. And next thing you know, man, the movies are rolling in. He starts doing Men in Black and all of that. So he's had a lot of success with his films. You know, more success than flops. You know, but what it really, it's not really Will Smith, the guy that most of us idolize. It's not anything negative to say about his career. Even though Concussion was a really, really bad movie. After Earth was a really, really bad movie. After Earth was such a bad movie, he had to mention it because, you know, his son Jaden had got all the criticism for that film. It's like, man, this film is horrible. And the film was so bad, and critics were ripping it apart so bad, that Jaden was getting most of the blame. So Jaden was like, you know, he was so upset about it because he followed everything that Will Smith told him. You know, he was trying to file for that, I don't know what you call that thing where you try to get your own, you try to do your own thing, you try to separate from your parents. He was trying to do that. He was trying to separate from his parents. And I guess ultimately, you know, Jaden decided that he really, that wasn't a good decision, so he wanted to stay. But that's how upset he was. And Will Smith said that he hurt him. You know, that hurt him. But, you know, the book, like I said, I feel like it's a lot of dishonesty. It's a lot of cap, right? One thing I didn't like was, you know, his father was very, very supportive of his music career. Very, very supportive of anything he did, right? Because his father was in the military, got discharged, and, you know, he had his own dreams and hopes of becoming something, and he never became anything other than a business owner that owned an ice company, right? So he didn't, his father kind of was like, hey, look, I want my son to go out here and live his dreams. Whereas his mom was like, nah, you need to go to college. You need to get you a degree, right? Which, by the way, I'm a segue. It's like Megan Thee Stallion gets a bachelor's. I get some kind of degree from Texas Southern University, and that's being celebrated, which is cool. You know, congrats to her. Congrats to her. But it was just like, dude, you're making way more money than you would had you just got a regular college degree, right? But hey, that's her business. She can actually pay it off and not have any school debt like majority of the people that get a bachelor's degree or some kind of college degree. Because I always feel like that college degree stuff is overrated unless you're going into like specific fields where you're going to come out and you know you're going to make six figures, right? But enough of that. let me get back on topic. So his mom was like, yeah, you need to go out here and you need to get an education. And she's old school, you know. And his father is kind of like, look, I'm going to support my son. I'm going to let him go out here and chase his dreams. But towards the end of the book, you hear him say things like, oh, man, you know. You know, he did everything. He loved his father, right? But it was just kind of like, why would you have scorn towards this man when he's on his deathbed? He's talking about his father was on his deathbed, and he had an opportunity to push his father down a flight of stairs. Now, his father's already got heart failure at this point. It's only going to be months that he has with his father, if that. You know, he could die any day because they're like, hey, look, your heart is just not, it's going out. You know what I mean? It just doesn't have the strength that it once used to have. And, you know, years and years of drink, decades and decades of drinking, decades and decades of cigarette smoke, heavy, you know, it catches up with you when you're in your 60s and 70s. So he's like, I should throw him down the stairs, and then that'll be revenge for what he did to my mom, because he beat my mom. And that was like, man, what kind of coward stuff? You know, to me, I'm like, what kind of coward stuff is this? And he says, well, you know, nobody would ever know because I'm Will Smith and I'm a world-class actor and I can lie. Basically, you know, actors are just professional liars. So he's kind of saying like, hey, if I lie, nobody's really going to know because I'm Will Smith. And I'm like, man, what kind of callous, cold-hearted, egotistical bullshit is that? I mean, even if you felt that way, why would you put that in a book? But see, you didn't put other things in a book. Like, you didn't put that Alex Alcina stuff. You didn't put, you know, you and your wife having these, y'all had y'all personal rendezvous with different actors and actresses. You kind of left that out. Like, hey, that's our personal business. And I just didn't feel like the book was very, very honest. Like, it's just, I don't know. I didn't feel like the book was him being 100%. Like, he was being truthful. Like, his humor, he spoke about something like, look, you know, my Jada Pinkett is about to meet my grandmother for the first time. And if you're my age or a little bit older, you know about the movie Jason's Lyric. You know, this is when, like, this is peak Jada Pinkett. You know, when Jada Pinkett is like, she's like, at least amongst, you know, the black circle, she's kind of like the sexy new hot actress that a lot of dudes is choosing up on, right? I think this was right after Lowdown Dirty Shame, The Inkwell, and all of these films that Jada was doing. And this was kind of like a lot of sexual parts, a lot of sexual scenes. And Will Smith showed that, you know, that I wouldn't say infamous, but that famous scene where Jada Pinkett was getting it in. And the mother was like, oh, the grandmother was like, oh my God, this is just uncouth. Now, Will Smith thought it was funny, but by the time Jada came in to meet the grandmother, you know, the grandmother kind of already had her impression of Jada, and Will Smith thought it was funny, and it's like, Jada Pinkett was like, nah, that ain't funny. I agree with Jada, but like I said, it was very odd to me when him and Jada had an issue, and he says, you know, he's no longer trying to make his wife happy. That he went to go spend Thanksgiving with his ex-wife and her husband on Thanksgiving. I'm like this. And then he was talking about, well, usually I have, you know, a whole floor to myself, and I'm at the end of the suite. I'm at the end of the floor with the double doors, and I have security and all of that, and I'm sleeping basically in Trinidad with no security. So this is like a big, like, I guess because their daughter, his ex's daughter, was asking, hey, you gonna spend the night at our house or whatever? And he's like, yeah, I get, like, basically, I guess so, like, I'm bringing myself down as a top world-class actor to be sleeping in some kind of hut or some kind of crap like that. Like, what? Like, dude, check your fucking ego, dude. Like, check yourself. Like I say, this book is like you love it or you hate it, but there's just a lot of ego stuff in there. Like, dude, get over yourself, man. Get over yourself. You know, I didn't like a lot of that ego.